Well, the Senate will soon get a chance to vote on the Republican budget, the so-called Ryan budget that passed in the House last month. Frankly, I don't think people in Iowa know yet how truly extreme and destructive this budget is. It takes a slash-and-burn approach to programs that undergird the middle class. It dismantles Medicare, makes drastic cuts to Medicaid and education. Yet this same budget demands trillions of dollars in new tax reductions, largely benefiting corporations and the wealthy. For example, the Republican budget would extend all of the benefits of the Bush-era tax cuts permanently. And then, on top of that, it would cut the top tax rate for corporations and high earners from 35% down to 25%. As analysis have pointed out, these changes taken together would produce the largest redistribution of income from the bottom to the top in modern U.S. history. Let me state the obvious. If working people and the middle class are going to take huge hits in tough times, it shouldn't be to pay for more tax breaks for millionaires and Wall Street. Yet this is the very essence of the Ryan Republican budget. I'm especially concerned about the devastating impact this budget would have on people across Iowa who count on Medicare now or in the future. The GOP plan basically abolishes Medicare. This is not an exaggeration. It's a fact. What they would do, they would have a program of private vouchers that then a senior could go out and buy private insurance. Well, now the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, estimates that by 2030, future seniors will have to pay two-thirds of the cost of their health insurance. Their out-of-pocket costs will average more than $12,000 per person per year, more than double the current cost to seniors. And yet, this would pay for plans that provide about half of the current Medicare coverage. So seniors will be paying twice as much and getting half as much in return. You might say, well, where does all that money go? Well, it goes into the pockets of the private health insurance companies, of course. In addition, the Republican budget reopens the prescription drug donut hole, which we're closing, as you know, right now, year after year. And that would require some seniors to pay $3,600 more for prescription drugs again per year. So I ask, how's an elderly widow struggling to live on a fixed income of, say, $20,000 going to come up with $12,000 for health insurance? And again, good luck finding affordable coverage if you're a 70-year-old with a pre-existing condition such as heart disease. Oh, and did I mention they also want to do away with the provisions in the Affordable Care Act that say you can't deny insurance because of a pre-existing condition? As I've said before, Iowans will not stand for this unwise, unbalanced, and unfair assault on their economic security and middle-class way of life. And neither will I. I am opposing this extreme Republican budget, and I don't think I'm going to be alone in opposing it either.